So, Fudge, something comes over me when I'm at my mom's house where I immediately turn back into a teenager, okay? I lose all sense of responsibility. I don't pick up after myself. I ask her to cook me meals, make my coffee. Mom, I'm cold. Can you bring me a blanket? Mom, I would really like you to start a fire because I know you have the heat on, but I like the sound of the fire. I like the smell of it. Mom, can you turn the TV? I can't see the TV. Can you turn it? And it's like, I forget that I'm 31 years old. I forget that I have a child of my own when I'm at my mom's house. And I don't think that I'm alone in this. I think that, you know, when you, even as an adult, when you're around your mom, or even your dad, when you're around your parents, it's like, I can get away with being lazy. I can get away with not doing anything because that's their job, right? Even though you're an adult, I want my mom to still feel needed. And I want her to still feel like a mom.
I like how you have literally tried 8 different angles in the last 30 seconds on how to... This is basically what you're doing right now is you're justifying your actions out loud. Normally, you just have these thoughts inside your head, but now you're just sharing with them with all of us to go, I'm trying to justify me being lazy is what I hear you say.
But I know that that's what my mom needs, you know, because I'm her youngest.
Because there's no better way than to somebody mind read you and tell you how you feel or how you need to be.
I can tell she loves it, which is why I woke her up at 5 a.m. this morning to make me coffee because I stayed the night with her last night. And I knew that she would want to feel needed this morning. And I knew that, you know, over this break, we spent all but one day together. And I think that she really loves it because she got to be a parent again. Yeah. And so I just wanted to do this, you know, for her.
That or she's ready to go out of her mind.
No. She loves it. But I mean, do you do that at your mom's house?
No.
Do you just, please, you don't turn into little Focci and be like,
there might be a couple,
get the Yahtzee game out.
No, I would punch myself if I sounded like that or if I did any of those things. I would just say, Mom, don't even worry about it. Don't slap me because I'm going to slap myself.
Oh, no. I'll bring stuff over like for her to sew up. You know, I'm like, Mom, my button fell off. Can you sew this for me?
Hey, listen. Whatever works for you, and if you've justified this to continue being a child around your mom to quote-unquote that she needs it
she
in
does.
Her life, I
she
think
does.
That she's just being nice, and I'm going to speak on her behalf and say she's glad that you're back at work so she can get away with you. Away from you, not away with you, away
she
from you.
She doesn't have to raise me anymore.